Plagueis leaned away from him, nonchalant, but in fact filled with an icy fury. I'll find a way home, Tenebris, as will you. And with a chopping motion of his left hand, he broke the Bith's neck. Tenebris was paralyzed and unconscious, but not yet dead. Plagueis had no interest in saving him, even if it were possible. But he was interested in observing the behavior of the Bith's midichlorians as life ebbed. The Jedi thought of the cellular organelles as symbionts, but to Plagueis, midichlorians were interlopers, running interference for the Force and standing in the way of a being's ability to contact the Force directly. Through years of experimentation and directed meditation, Plagueis had honed an ability to perceive the actions of midichlorians, though not yet the ability to manipulate them. Manipulate them, say, to prolong Tenebris' life. Looking at the Bith through the Force, he perceived that the midichlorians were already beginning to die out, as were the neurons that made up Tenebris' lofty brain and the muscle cells that powered his once-able heart. A common misconception held that midichlorians were Force-carrying particles, when in fact they functioned more as translators, interlocutors of the will of the Force. Plagueis considered his long-standing fascination with the organelles to be as natural as had been Tenebris' fixation on shaping the future. Where Bith intelligence was grounded in mathematics and computation, Mune intelligence was driven by a will to profit. As a Mune, Plagueis viewed his allegiance to the Force as an investment that could, with proper effort, be maximized to yield great returns. True, too, to Mune psychology and tradition, he had through the decades hoarded his successes and never once taken Tenebris into his confidence. The Bith's moribund midichlorians were winking out, like lights slowly deprived of a power source. And yet Plagueis could still perceive Tenebris in the Force. One day, he would succeed in imposing his will on the midichlorians to keep them aggregate. But such speculations were for another time. Just now, Tenebris and all he had been in life were beyond Plagueis' reach. He wondered if the Jedi were subsumed in similar fashion. Even in life, did midichlorians behave in a Jedi as they did in a devotee of the dark side? Were the organelles invigorated by different impulses, prompted into action by different desires? He had encountered many Jedi during his long life, but he had never made an attempt to study one in the same way he appraised Tenebris now, out of concern for revealing the power of his alliance with the dark side. That too might have to change. Tenebris died while Plagueis observed. In Bane's age, a Sith might have had to guard against an attempt at essence transfer by the deceased, a leap into the consciousness of the Sith who survived. But those times were long past and of no relevance. Not since the teachings had been sabotaged, the technique lost. The last Sith possessed of the knowledge had been inexplicably drawn to the light side and killed, taking the secret process with him.